News, I'm Haya Panjwani. The Trump administration is reshaping the U.S. diplomatic presence abroad. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
The administration is recalling nearly 30 career diplomats from senior embassy posts to replace them with personnel deemed fully supportive of President Trump's America First priorities. Two State Department officials who spoke anonymously say the chiefs of mission in at least 29 countries were informed last week that their tenures would end in January. All had been appointed during the Biden administration. The officials say the diplomats are not losing their foreign service jobs, but will return to Washington for other assignments should they wish to take them. Africa is the continent most affected, with ambassadors from 13 countries being removed. Second is Asia, with changes coming to 6 countries. I'm Mike Hempen.
AP's Julie Walker reports most U.S. adults aren't making year-end charitable contributions, according to a new poll.
An AP NORC poll finds most Americans are not making end-of-year charitable giving plans, despite the many fundraising appeals made by nonprofits that rely on donation surges in the calendar's final month to reach next year's budget targets. The survey found that about half of U.S. adults say they've already made their charitable contributions for 2025. Just 18% indicated they've donated and will donate again before the year is over. Only 6% reported they have not given yet, but will do so by the end of the year. Every day this year, donors faced competing priorities, but weaker income gains and steep price inflation meant that lower income households had less money to give out. I'm Julie Walker.
Barry Manilow will be having surgery to remove a cancerous spot on his lung and will reschedule his January concerts. This is AP News. The Pope has offered a gentle critique of Vatican culture in a Christmas greeting reminiscent of the past.
After Francis's sometimes tumultuous 12-year pontificate, Pope Leo XIV has generally sought to be more of a peacemaker, praising unity. Following in Pope Francis's footsteps, though, he uses a Christmas greeting to gently criticize his closest collaborators, wishing Vatican bureaucrats to work to forge communion with the Church and beyond. Leo says, when perhaps after many years spent serving the Curia, where issues are discussed and decided, we note with disappointment the certain dynamics linked to the exercise of power, the desire to excel, and the pursuit of strong interests are slow to change. Leo asks, is it possible to be friends in the Roman Curia, to have relationships of genuine fraternal friendship? I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.